broadcast studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Hope everybody's having a great week here in Albuquerque. Nice cool day today, at least under 90, so excited about that a little bit. Pastor Jesse Lusco, he is the pastor of Calvary Church Westside in Albuquerque, is on the show today. Welcome, Jesse.
And great to be here with you, Jim. It's always such a joy. You do such a fantastic job with this show, and it just gets better and better.
What I like, Jesse, is when we're on the air and when we're off the air, because you're a blast, man. We talk about all kinds of real topics, and today, and we got to give a little warning out to the parents. We
yes.
are going to be talking about a mature theme, pornography today.
Yeah. Totally.
And how it affects men, but I understand, Jesse, that it also affects women.
It sure does.
Quite a bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I want to make sure that, young ears and things, parents, it's up to you. We're going to obviously use, as much discretion as
Absolutely.
We can and speak as, you know, non-offensively as possible,
yeah.
I guess. Jesse, I want to start by saying that, I'm always interested in the way language is used.
Yeah.
And when you use the word adult now, that doesn't mean what it used to mean. It means
interesting.
Adult bookstore.
Yeah.
I'm an adult. I'm not sure that's a good thing to call yourself anymore.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, I could see how it gets confusing. You know, and if I could just address the age thing for a minute, I just want to say, you know, briefly, that the average age that people view pornography nowadays because of smartphones is fifth grade, right? So most kids, if you have a fifth grader, they've probably have friends who are looking at porn. Probably have, there's a youth pastor here.
Jesse,
he said the first time he saw a porn video, he was like 7 years old. And so I would just say that, you know, we're not going to describe anything graphic on the air, anything gross, but I would just say like our job as Christians is to be in the world but not of the world. And I think when you hear that, it's so disturbing, it's so distressing. There can be a tendency to want to just like, you know, let's get out of here, let's leave. We're in Babylon. They're doing crazy stuff in Babylon. They're worshiping idols. They're going against God's commandments. Let's leave Babylon. But in my quiet time, I was reading Jeremiah 29, and it's interesting. You know, Hananiah is telling, he's a false teacher, and he's telling everybody, no, God's going to take you out of Babylon. Let's leave Babylon. Let's get out of here. You were brought in exile. Don't worry. You're going to get out of there. And Jeremiah gets a message, and he writes a message from the Lord that says, no, like, build vineyards, plant houses, seek the peace and the prosperity of the city in which you've been carried away to exile. For when it prospers, you will prosper. And these are Babylonians who put hooks in their noses, burned their temple, slaughtered their families, took them to exile. I mean, they're having orgies. It's insanity, you know? And so what I teach my son is just turned 7, but I teach him this all the time. He's got it down in his heart. I teach him this. It really comes from the book of Daniel as well as from Jeremiah 29. But it's this. I teach him, we don't hate Babylon. We don't become Babylon. We're a light in Babylon. You know, or another way to say it is like we don't leave Babylon. That's what Hananiah wanted to do. And I'm going to tease the Christians for a second here. Some of us want to be like Hananiah. We want to say, just shop at Hobby Lobby. Only eat Chick-fil-A sandwiches because anything else is sinful. You know, watch Pure Flix, get on GodTube, build a bomb shelter and wait for the rapture. You know, and homeschool our kids and churn our own butter. You know, and that's what some of us wanted to do. That's what Hananiah wanted to do. But I teach my son, I say, hey, we don't leave Babylon. We don't become like Babylon. We're a light in the midst of Babylon.
Amen.
So
I love it.
Yeah.
Jesse, you mentioned that fifth graders are now,
yeah.
Girls had cooties when I was in fifth
yeah.
grade. We weren't interested in
I know.
Looking at girls. I can't imagine how young people are being sexualized
yeah.
in this country. So let's start with
yeah.
how prevalent is the use of online pornography?
Oh man, it's extraordinary prevalent. It's, you know, really reached epidemic proportions. And I think, You know, you can look up the research. If you're interested in some of the statistics and seeing them, a great resource where you can just see all of them straight out is on a website called Fight the New Drug. You want to go to Fight the New Drug. And there's other great websites like that. Another great one is Triple X Church. It's XXX Church. Another one is Covenant Eyes. And they can provide you with all those statistics. But the reality is that... the vast majority of men have viewed pornography, have looked at pornography, consume it on a regular basis. And staggeringly, it's on the rise amongst women. Like it's not quite a majority. I think it's like close to 40% of women, but it's on the rise amongst women where many women are consuming pornography on a weekly basis. And it really truly is an epidemic. And what's fascinating is that, there is a lot of research. The reason why it's called Fight the New Drug is that there is research that's come out of Oxford University with Dr. Got the stat here. I apologize for this. Where she's found that pornography is as addictive as cocaine. Okay, these are neuroimaging studies that have come out of Oxford University as well as Cambridge University. And, Dr. Valerie Voon, that's her name. She has found that when you put someone who looks at pornography into a neuroimaging scanner and you put someone who's addicted to heroin or cocaine in a neuroimaging scanner, their brains look the same. Because when you take cocaine or when you take heroin, your brain releases a neurotransmitter called dopamine, which is the reward chemical. And when you look at pornography, your brain releases dopamine as well. And what actually is happening to people is they are rewiring their brain. And there's been articles that even come out in GQ magazine. Okay, this is not a Christian publication. GQ has published articles saying why you should stop looking at porn.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty mind-blowing. So Jesus knew what he was talking about in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, when he says, you know, anyone who looks at a woman to lust after her in his heart has already committed adultery with her. And, you know, God knew what he was saying, and he knew the damage and the destruction that it can cause, even on a neurological level.
So you've already talked about it a little bit. My next question was to say, how harmful is this to a person? And you always hear people say, hey, it's just me. I'm not harming anyone else.
Yeah.
How valid are those thoughts?
Yeah. You know, it's easy to think that way. It's easy to fall under that impression. But unfortunately, that's just not the case. For the first thing, you know, it does harm you. There's this great verse. Sometimes we can think that God's like out to get us, right? When I was a kid, I thought God wants to steal my fun. You know, I thought like being holy and being boring were synonymous. Like it's just easy to think that way. But the reality is God's the one who created us. Sex is a gift. You know, the book of Genesis starts with God rejoicing. He writes, it's this beautiful song where he's just celebrating creation, saying, it's good, it's good, it's good, it's very, very good. Like the joy of that. You know, creation is joyful, and God created sex. Sex is wonderful. There's a whole book of the Bible, man. I'll tell you what, sometimes taking the Bible literally has its benefits, you know, because the book of Song of Solomon is all about the rapturous joy between a husband and wife. So you gotta understand that. But there's a great verse in Jeremiah that says, Jeremiah 5:25, your wrongdoings have kept these away. Your sins have deprived you of good. Jeremiah 6:16, Lord says, stand in the crossroads, look at my ancient words, ask where is the good way and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. But you said, we will not walk in it. And so as far as the way it's destructive, that GQ article went on to describe how men who consume pornography on a regular basis get erectile dysfunction. So it talks about how you wire your brain to be stimulated by this crazy fake fabricated. It's pretend. They're actors. They're fakers. It's not real. You're watching it and you wire your brain to that. And then when you're actually with a real human being, maybe on your wedding night or you know, obviously if you're living in a life of sin, there are these people, they can't even have the biological capacity to enjoy sex the way God intended them to. And so what I like to say is that sin steals from you the very thing it promised you. Why do you go to porn? Because you want pleasure, you want the enjoyment that God created. And Satan says, hey, come over here, come over here. You know, when you make a deal with the devil, he always cancels the check.
Amen.
So yeah, there's that aspect of it, how it affects you. And then, you know, we could go on and on and on about how it affects other people. So, Melissa Farley is a clinical psychologist, and she describes how watching pornography perpetuates human trafficking. Okay. So she's interviewed, 4.9, she hasn't interviewed all these people. She said there's over 4.9 million women and children trapped in sex trafficking. And Melissa Farley interviewed 854 of them, and she found that the vast majority of them were forced to film pornography while enslaved in sex trafficking. And so you're going on a website thinking this doesn't hurt anybody. You know, they wanted to do it. They were actors. You know, I'm just kind of coming along for the ride and watching what they as consenting adults decided to do. But here's the reality. When you click on that website or when you pay for a subscription, you are perpetuating a system of slavery where these people are caught in sex slavery, where they enslave these people who are in poverty and people who are maybe runaways and girls. And all of this, you can find it on that website, Fight the New Drug. But it just describes how you're perpetuating a system of oppression by creating a market for the, you know, quote unquote good that these people are providing.
Pastor Jesse Lusko is the pastor of Calvary Church Westside in Albuquerque, and he's in studio with us talking about pornography. Jesse, you always have amazing things to say. I mean, sin steals from you the very thing it promised you. What a great quote. That's going on social media today, by the way.
Thank you.
Because it what it does is it directs our thinking so that we can go to scripture and we can just see clearly. Yeah. The thing I'm most impacted by that you've said so far is that you can't, your brain gets rewired so that you can't enjoy the natural function of your body or your partner.
Yeah, that God intended. Yeah.
I mean, that is so sad to be dependent. Now, we've talked about the addictive nature of pornography. So I know this is true in alcoholism. I know this is true in other substance abuse like opioids. There's a law called the law of diminishing returns.
Yes, absolutely.
Is pornography have the same thing?
It has the exact same effect. And that's what's you know, so disturbing and tragic about this. And I wanna be careful, you know, not to, if anybody's listening who's ever been the victim of sexual violence, you know, I want to be gentle and cautious here and warn you. But the reality is, you know, porn users acknowledge that maybe they just started off. You know, I'll just confess my own sin, because you got to understand, man, I'm saved by grace. I'm not saved by how pure I am. I'm saved by how pure Jesus is. So if you're listening to this, I'm not better than you. I'm not standing up here trying to shame you or condemn you. No, Jesus caught the woman in the act of adultery, and he said, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. So we're saved by grace, but grace is the root and purity is the fruit. Grace is the root. Purity is the fruit. When you have your faith in God's grace, it's going to produce a lifestyle of repentance. John the Baptist said, bear fruits in keeping with repentance. You say you have faith in God. So I'm not here to condemn anybody, but I will just say this. Porn users acknowledge that, you know, they started off like me. I was a kid looking at Victoria's Secret magazines. You know, I'd steal my stepmom's Victoria's Secret magazines and everything. And it starts off like that. But you keep doing this, dude, it'll get to a point where Victoria's Secret's nothing. It can't even get you. And you progressively get darker and darker. And there's tons of research showing that it grows more violent. that it starts taking more and more strange and provocative and bizarre and even violent, wicked things to give you that same hit, just like with a drug addict. You know, the first time you do, ecstasy or something, that little dose, man, sends you skyrocketing to the moon. But then 10 years later, what do you got to do? You got to do heroin. You got to take bigger and bigger doses and bigger risks. It's the exact same thing in every area of life. You know, you it's the law of diminishing returns. Just like you said, they call it chasing the dragon. Mm-hmm. You know, you're chasing the dragon. You're chasing the crazier and crazier high. And just to give you some research about that, they have found, this is one of the most disturbing stats I've got. Sherry Height is a German researcher, and she found that 67% of men who view pornography have admitted to fantasizing about raping a woman.
Mm.
That's case closed for me, man.
Yeah.
That's enough to make me close my browser for the rest of my life.
And Jesse, this is happening to you or a person.
Yeah.
Without them being aware of it.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It happens gradually. There's even more researchers other than Sherry Height who found the same thing. Here's a quote. It says, little doubt that on average, individuals who consume pornography more frequently are more likely to hold attitudes conducive to sexual aggression and engage in sexual acts of aggression. And so, I want to talk more about this after the break, but I really believe that Hugh Hefner flung the door open and Harvey Weinstein walked in.
Mm.
What we've witnessed with the Me Too movement and just so many people being victims of sexual assault, it is the direct result of the sexual revolution. Not to say that, you know, religious people or people in other times in like world history, American history. There's been many times where religious fakes and counterfeits have abused women and everything. But I really do think that the sexual revolution has ended up leading to exploitation and oppression.
Jesse Lusko, pastor of Calvary Church Westside in Albuquerque, is our guest today. We're talking about pornography. We'll be back with more great stuff from Jesse. We'll be right back.
The future of car buying is here at PetriePressGo.com. From fingertips to driveway, PetriePressGo.com is the easy and safe way to buy or lease from the comfort of home. Browse thousands of new and pre-owned vehicles. Click. View pricing, instant trade-in offers, real-time loan approvals, and more. Buy completely online without ever visiting our dealership. At your pace, from home, with doorstep delivery. Get started now at PetriePressGo.com.
Constead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
God is love. God's love is intrinsic. It is as essential to God as light is to the sun, as blue is to the sky, as wet is to water. You don't make water wet, it is wet. In all of these cases, the attribute is intrinsic to the object. Take great joy in your God. He loves you. Hey, this is Pastor Scott Thom of Cross Christian Fellowship. Connect with us at crossfellowship.org.
We've all experienced a chance meeting, a timely text or phone call, or an unexpected financial or material gift. It's tempting to chalk such things up to good luck or coincidence, but these are actually holy moments. God's work in the details of your everyday life. Join Geology for Holy Moments, a free 5-week Bible study that starts Tuesday, July 14th at 6:30 p.m. in the Hub at the Osuna campus. There's no cost to register or attend. However, study materials cost $10. Please plan accordingly, as childcare will not be provided. Details and registration can be found online at calvarynm.church.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back to ABQ Connect. Pastor Jesse Lusco, Calvary Church Westside in Albuquerque. Jesse has spent a lot of time during this COVID pandemic pastoring people, meeting with people, making home visits, delivering essential items. Jesse is a personable guy. He's a guy who's experienced a lot in his own life. We are talking about a difficult subject today, the subject of pornography. But the point is not to point out all of these bad things and everything without you knowing, and I want to say this early in the program, if this is something you're involved in, you absolutely can escape this addiction.
Absolutely. You know, my own life is a testimony of that. By God's grace, you know, I never got super hooked into it because I came to Christ at a pretty young age and got into really good community and discipleship. But my life is a testament to how powerful the biblical command of James 5:16 is, which says, confess your sins one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. And 1 John starts off and it says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. I want you to hang out on those words. We have fellowship with one another. Then he continues on and he says, if we say we have no sin, we lie and we don't practice the truth. But if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He continues on in chapter 2 and he says, my little children, I write to you that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, they have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, who gave himself as a propitiation not only for our sins, but also for the whole world. And what's the point between James 5:16, 1 John chapter 1? Just this. If you walk around saying, like, oh, I didn't do that. I didn't hide anything. You're always going to be stuck in it. Shame and secrecy fuel addiction. But the cure for addiction is meaningful connection. Mm-hmm. And there's a TED Talk, and I don't subscribe to everything this guy necessarily says, but he cites a study. It's a TED Talk called Everything You Know About Addiction Is Wrong. And he's not a believer. I don't agree with every single premise that he has. But he cites this fascinating study that just corroborates everything that James 5:16 and 1 John and really the whole New Testament teaches. And that's this, that they did a study, I believe it was at the University of British Columbia, with rats. And it's so funny because they took a rat and they put him in a cage alone by himself, okay? And they gave him water that was just normal water. And then they gave him a water that had heroin in it, that had like hard narcotics in it, all right? And I think they did it with cocaine as well. But obviously the rat just did cocaine over and over again till he died. Oh. Like the rat just overdosed, killed himself. Like every rat you put in the cage would just OD, OD, OD. Well, but then they made another thing they called Rat Park. And they put all kinds of rats together in a cage with toys and they were all together and they were just like in this environment, and they put the same thing. They put normal water and water that was laced with addictive drugs. And what was fascinating was when the rats were together, none of them overdosed and most of them didn't even do drugs at all.
Wow.
And so this is exactly what James 5:16 is talking about, is that addiction thrives in isolation, but the cure for addiction is meaningful connection. And that's the heart of the gospel, is that there's over 60 one another statements in the New Testament. Pastor Skip always talks about them. Pray for one another, love one another, encourage one another, confront one another, share with one another, rebuke one another, carry one another's burdens, confess your sins one to another. And so the way I got free from a lifestyle of lust and impurity, and the way I continue to be free, let me place the emphasis on that, is through confession. You know, my friend Matt Parolo, I confess my sin to him constantly. And to the point that, that I think sometimes he almost thinks it's absurd. And he does the same to me. And that accountability, it makes a way for you to gang up on your temptation before your temptation gangs up on you. Satan wants you trapped like a rat. If he can get you alone, if he can keep you by yourself, he can keep you enslaved. But when you go to a brother or sister in Christ, Jesus never meant for us to follow him alone. If you're trying to follow Jesus alone, you're not following Jesus, you're following yourself. Because Jesus said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another." You can't love one another by yourself, guys. Like, you need other Christians. And the way to get out of addiction is to break free from the isolation and pursue confession and connection.
But you're hearing a contrary message while you're in that isolation.
Yes.
You're hearing nobody's going to love you. Nobody's yep. going to accept you. Everybody's going to judge you.
Yep.
You're a terrible person.
Yep.
Those are all not messages yep. from God.
It's not. And that cuts to the very heart of the gospel, is that the word Satan means slanderer. And in Revelation, he's called the accuser of the brethren, who accuses us day and night. But what is 1 John chapter 2? It says, we have an advocate we've got an adversary. There's an adversary, the devil, and he attacks us. He is both, it's so crazy. He's both the tempter and he's the accuser. So he tempts us and then humiliates us for the very thing he tempted us with. That's what Satan does, man. He's wily. But what does 1 John chapter 2 say? It says, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. You know, I write to you that you may not sin, but if anyone does sin, we've got an advocate with the Father. And so I want you to know Jesus is your defense attorney. And the reason why Matt and I are able to confess sin to each other is because we have a friendship that's based on the gospel. When I go to Matt, he doesn't preach the law, follow the Ten Commandments, shame on you, you dirty dog. You know, oh, you little pervert, you did that again. No. When Matt and I confess sin to each other, we remind each other of the gospel. We say, hey, Jesus loves you. He accepts you. But at the same time, he wants better for you.
But Jesse, knowing Matt, I think he might slap you once in a while.
Oh, you know, well, if that's necessary, when that's necessary. But I'm telling you, man, that's the whole point of 1 John chapter 1. Really study that passage, is that when we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin.
Jesse Lusko, pastor of Calvary Church Westside, in studio with us. We're talking about pornography, tough subject. When we come back, we're going to talk about how this affects women and wives when their man is involved in pornography. Yeah. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. You have heard a word a lot here of late, and that word is essential. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, our master certified technicians understand that your car, truck, or SUV is essential to getting you from point A to point B. We are open for business. Our hours are 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And don't forget that we have free towing with repairs. Just call for details. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. We are located on the corner of Southern and Western Hills, across from McDonald's in Rio Rancho. And I'm here to tell you that the most essential thing in this life is the cross of Jesus. There is absolutely nothing more important to you and I. God saw you as essential and gave his only begotten Son that you would believe in him and have eternal life. Never minimize the cross. It's the centerpiece of the gospel. And never forget the hope you and I have in the empty tomb. I'm John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive.
Calvary College is now open for registration. Calvary College is offering select online classes as an opportunity for individuals to take their life's calling to a whole new level with an educational emphasis in biblical studies. With our unique partnerships with Veritas International University and Calvary Chapel University, you will have the opportunity to obtain your bachelor's or master's degree with complete online programs.
Whether you're looking to obtain an accredited online degree or take individual courses to become better equipped in your knowledge of God's unchangeable truth, Calvary College has you covered with a range of opportunities. On-site classes are scheduled to begin in 2021. For updates on classes and registration information for Calvary College, please visit calvaryabq.college. That's calvaryabq.college. For Calvary College, calvaryabq.college.
This is A Fresh Thought. Listen up to Levi Lusco.
What I see in Paul here is unselfish pragmatism, which does feel a bit like an oxymoron, but you'll see it's actually a truly powerful thing. To be pragmatic about what he's facing, he's looking at it to see what is the benefit here. He's calculating what is the benefit of me being in this situation, but he's doing so in a way that has no ego. There's no trace of I. There's no trace of me. He, in fact, says, like, hey, look, if I'm here, can't do anything about that. And I worshiped him. God didn't choose to get me out of it, which I know he can. And he did that before. So if God wanted me out of this prison, he would do it. I watched him do it. So nothing's stopping God from getting me out of it. Therefore, he must have a reason for sending me into it.
For more fresh thoughts, go to levilusco.com.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are talking about a heavy topic today, pornography, and how it just drastically affects so many of our population, men, women, and affects wives and even young and old alike. It's an epidemic. It's a pandemic.
It truly is.
It's just tearing us apart.
Well, and on that note, you know, when the pandemic first hit and the quarantine was in lockdowns in Italy and everybody went into lockdown in their houses, Pornhub, which is the biggest online supplier of pornography, started giving out free memberships in Italy. And it's just like a drug dealer. Oh, the first hit's free. Why? Because they know you're going to come back. You're going to get hooked and you're going to come back and give them tons of your money. Yeah. And here in the United States, both pornography, this is from The Economist magazine, pornography in the United States has had a 22% boost of consumption and production during the quarantine. And so that's why I wanted to talk about this on the air, is that, and I'll just tell you this quick anecdote, and it relates with wives, like you were saying, is that during the Blitzkrieg of World War II, when the Germans were bombing London, I found out that it was extremely common for British people to just feel like we could die at any moment. It's the end of the world. YOLO. Remember how people used to say that? Like, you only live once. Like, having that mentality. And people started committing adultery like crazy during the Blitzkrieg. They started cheating on their husbands, cheating on their wives. Because I thought, you know what? Let's live like no tomorrow. It's like what Paul quotes in Corinthians. He says, like, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. Well, here's the reality, is that don't make a decision during the pandemic crisis that's going to affect you once it's over. Mm. You know, we've been talking about how addictive this stuff is. I said Dr. Valerie Voon, a neuroscientist from Cambridge, has found that pornography is as addictive as cocaine or heroin. And it's like, you think you can just get it. Oh, I'll just do it once. It's just the pandemic. It's a rough time for everybody. It's hard. You know, the way addiction happens is people have an emotional stress in their life. It could be a stress from right now because of the economy. It could be a stress from, oh my gosh, I'm a high school senior and I didn't even get to have a graduation. I didn't even get to do this. You have an emotional stress. And rather than turning to the Lord and turning to other people, which would be a healthy way to deal with your stress, you turn to a substance. So you have this emotional stress. But then what happens is that you start conditioning yourself. So anytime there's an emotional stress in the future, you've developed a habit of turning to the needle, the bottle, or the website, or the browser, instead of turning to God and other people. And so the way to break free out of that addiction is realize, oh my gosh, when I have stress in my life from this COVID-19 crisis or this economic collapse or the racial protests or anything in the future, realizing like, oh, if I keep turning to this substance with my emotional distress, I'm just going to go deeper and deeper into the coils of the cobra who wants to sink his venom into me. You know, and I'm just going to get deeper and deeper and deeper and lost in that maze, in that labyrinth of darkness. But the way out is to turn to God and to turn to God's people. And that's the way to get free from it. But so don't do what the British did during the Blitzkrieg. Don't make a decision you're going to regret later. Cause man, you may make that decision as an 18-year-old high schooler, but it could destroy your marriage 10 years from now.
I want to give out our phone number, Jesse, because I have a feeling there's people that want to call, maybe ask a question. If you want to call Jesse today while he's on the show, you have up until 2 o'clock. Give us a call at 505-338-5790. And don't wait till 2 o'clock because we're over at 2 o'clock. You need a few minutes for him to answer your question. Again, the ABQ Connect line is 505-338-5790. Steve will answer the phone and put you right into us. Let's talk about those wives, Jesse.
Yeah.
You're a wife right now, and your husband is involved in this.
Yeah.
You've maybe been asked to do things that you find to be even bizarre, or maybe you've found your husband to be kind of desensitive.
Yeah.
Maybe he's asked you to participate in this, and you're really, really fried over it. What do you do?
If it's in that kind of a place, I would just say, you know, find Christians who love the gospel. Okay. And the reality is, like, I believe every word of the Bible. It takes a whole Bible to be a whole Christian. Absolutely, positively, from cover to cover, Genesis to Revelation, every verse, line upon line, it is all amazing. But I would tell you this, the Bible is not a rule book. You know, telling you just what rules to follow, how to get to heaven. No, the Bible is about a ruler who came and died on our behalf. The whole Bible is about Jesus, you know, and if you try to obey the Bible without remembering the gospel, you'll just become a better and better Pharisee. If you try to obey the Bible without remembering the gospel, you'll just become a better and better Pharisee. So find a pastor who is anchored in what Paul says in Acts chapter 20, he's talking to pastors here, okay? Because sometimes we think that the gospel is for non-believers and new believers. Like, oh, the gospel, that's baby stuff. You know, the gospel, that's just training wheels. You know, you outgrow that gospel stuff. It's just training wheels. No. That is not the way Paul sees it. Acts 20:32 says this. He's talking to pastors here. He says, so the last thing he's ever going to say to them before he knows he's going to go get arrested in Jerusalem, these pastors in Ephesus. So now, brothers, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all who are sanctified. Now, earlier he said that I did not fail to commit you to the whole counsel of God. So Paul was teaching the whole Bible verse by verse, but what's the point of the whole Bible? Is the word of his grace. And so anyways, that's a tangent. But what I would say to wives is just that, don't try to do it alone. Find a sister in Christ, find a pastor you can trust, try to encourage your husband to go to a Connect group. You know, maybe you go to Calvary. Like, we don't need to do this alone. We need each other. And I just would say that prevention and maintenance is always cheaper than repair. Mm-hmm. So there's some research here showing that, this is from Steven Stack, Ira Wasserman, and Roger Kerr, men who look at porn and women who look at porn, because there's a lot of women who are looking at porn these days. Actually, it's really, really on the rise for women to consume pornography too. But if you look at porn, you are 300% more likely to commit adultery. And you are 400% more likely to visit a prostitute. That's from the Daily Reporter, a study that I found in there. You're 400% more likely to visit a prostitute, 300% more likely to commit adultery. Jesus said that anyone who looks at another human being to lust after them in their heart has already committed adultery, right? And all the research shows that that's not metaphorical. When you look at someone with lust and you start fantasizing and thinking those thoughts, it's like planting a seed, and eventually that seed is going to grow up into a giant weed. You know, we care about the weeds of evil. Oh, he committed adultery. What a scoundrel. Oh, Harvey Weinstein this. Oh, Louis C.K. You know, the list goes on of these people who are sexually assaulting women and everything. We care about the weeds. God cares about the seeds. They'll grow up. And so what I would just say is that don't wait. Don't wait to go to marriage counseling. Me and my wife, we see a professional marriage counselor. I see Rebecca Frock. She is incredible. And I would just say that that maintenance is always cheaper than repair. You know, if you actually go to a mechanic when you first start hearing, the guys will like this. If you start hearing, oh, the check engine light come on, oh, it's making a weird sound, it's kind of rattling when we're on the highway. If you go get that fixed, then it is going to be so much cheaper than waiting till your engine is on fire and you are on the side of the highway. It's going to be a lot more expensive then. And so I would just say go to a professional marriage counselor, get into a community group, get into a connect group. We're always talking about connect groups here at Calvary, and we're not just doing it because, I don't know, we want to pat ourselves on the back. We're doing it because it'll save your marriage.
Well, you mentioned Calvary.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've been fortunate to sit in this chair and talk to amazing pastors.
Yeah.
For example, my heart right now is thinking about, you've already mentioned the Calvary pastors. There's not a person that's listening to the show right now. There's not a woman that's been affected by this that couldn't go to her man and say, look, go to the pastors at Calvary. You're not going to be judged. You're going to be helped. You're going to be encouraged. You're just going to be, we've already all been judged. We're all sinners.
Yes, exactly. That's so true.
And so now all we need is each other to get away from stuff that we didn't even know was sneaking up on us. We didn't even know that you used the viper analogy, the cobra analogy, you know? Heck, maybe we ought to go to, you know, the strangulation analogy.
Yeah, where the boa constrictor. Yeah.
It's about to, you know, cut off your windpipe if you don't do something about it. But I want to bring up some other people. Like, I know Steve Smotherman. I know Daniel McCabe at Legacy. These are guys that are real human beings.
Yep.
Their staff reflects Steve's leadership.
Mm-hmm.
They preach the gospel. They teach the gospel. They know about forgiveness and grace. You talk about Dustin Woodward
at amazing,
Citizen.
Amazing.
You talk about Jason Dickerson at Harvest. Yes. I mean, these are men that are
great leaders.
Are just pastors. They love their people. You know, I'm thinking about, gosh, I mean, there's 100 guys, and I don't want anybody to be offended that I don't know a pastor, actually, that I wouldn't want to just sit down and say, look, this is what I've done. This is my sin. This is what I need to take care of.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's just, we are better together. You know, go find a pastor, go find a connect group, you know, whatever church you're at. If it's a church that just loves the gospel and loves the Bible and loves the cross, and go to that person, and you'll be better off for it. And, you know, if you go to a pastor and they are being harsh or being a Pharisee or anything, just know there's other pastors out there who won't be. Don't give up.
You know, you mentioned Tony Clark earlier.
Yeah.
Of course, he's a pastor out in Virginia.
Yeah.
Skip interviewed him a couple, 3 weeks ago after George Floyd was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
He's a black pastor.
Yep.
Had some great insights as to what white people need to do. And the main point he made was listen.
Yes.
But he had a quote that reminds me of Jesse Lusko. He said, we don't have a skin problem. We have a sin problem.
Yeah.
And you're saying the same thing about pornography.
That's the truth. Yeah. It's the truth. It's the human heart, you know, and obviously I do think, ultimately in a world, like, I think we would love it if porn websites were shut down. You know, we would love it if it was illegal, to, you know, maybe produce that kind of stuff, because the facts is, and I know some people would think, oh, that's so extreme. Well, when you see the statistics on human trafficking, you don't think it's extreme anymore. No. When you see how much the economic incentive of money that is directly connected to your click on your iPhone. See, the more clicks a website gets, the more money it makes. When you realize that is perpetuating modern day slavery And some of the actors and actresses and children on these websites are slaves. They've been trafficked. They've been lured into it as coming from other countries. They've been lured into it as runaways on the streets, even here in Albuquerque. I actually sat down. You're not going to believe this, but earlier this year, I sat down with two investigative agents from the attorney general's from the New Mexico attorney general. I sat down at last call on Coors with them, and they said people would not believe what's happening in their own backyards. That there's sex trafficking going on here and the exploitation and so I would just say that it is a sin problem. It comes down to the heart. Obviously, when enough hearts are changed, legislation changes, but it is the heart, and you can get free, through God's grace.
We are with Jesse Lusko. He's the pastor of Calvary Church Westside. We're going to be back after these messages, and Jesse's alluded to how it affects children, how they're trafficked. But how about the children living in a family where dad's using pornography? We're going to cover those questions when we come back. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Yeah.
The most important information anyone can receive comes from an understanding of the Bible. Only here do we find direct revelation about all things, about life and relationship with God. Life doesn't always provide us with time or opportunity to break away and study the Bible full time. That's why KNKT is dedicated to presenting round-the-clock teaching by some of the best communicators we can find about Scripture and how it relates to our lives. We need to be exposed to the full counsel of God's Word. And now, KNKT presents a Bible School of the Air. Each Saturday starting at 9 a.m., KNKT will present Through the Bible verse-by-verse teachings by Chuck Smith and Chuck Missler. Skip Heitzig, followed by a question and answer session with Scott Richards. We'll be rotating through the Old and New Testament, so drop into our Bible journey at any time and go through the entire Word of God with us. The KNKT Bible School of the Air. Tuition is free. The rewards are eternal. Take your seat Saturdays at 9 a.m. on 107.1 FM.
Hi, this is Carrie Jobe, and here's a special word from an incredible pastor in my life, Pastor Robert Morris.
Every time we enter God's presence, we can leave differently. We can leave more like Jesus. And here's the great thing. We come into His presence, but we don't leave His presence. We leave with His presence. And I want to encourage you today, tomorrow, the next day, every day in the morning, just for a few moments, however much time you have, enter the presence of God, come into His presence, and then go out with His presence. Because God wants to go with you everywhere you go today and tomorrow. God wants to go with you. We can enter His presence, we can fellowship with Him, and then we go out with His presence.
For more worship in the Word, visit PastorRobert.com.
KNKT, welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Pastor Jesse Lusko with Calvary Church joining me in studio today, and we're talking about the heavy topic of pornography. Appreciate everybody staying with us this afternoon. I think this issue affects a lot more people than want to admit it.
Yeah.
You've talked about the State Attorney General's office. Anthony Mays, the State Attorney General Special Agent in Charge, has visited the show with Shelley Rep. Shelley is the director of the New Mexico Dream Center. So they've addressed human trafficking in our state, and I never would have imagined that it's so prevalent, but it is. And these things that we're talking about are almost roots. Jesse, I want to share a quick story because this is our last segment, and as always, you take up our time.
Oh, sorry.
It's so interesting, though. I mean, the time just passes because we're just absorbed in everything that you're saying. But I want the people – I grew up in Albuquerque. When I was 10 years old, I used to ride bikes all around our little street. We'd have bike races, and I'll never forget this to this day. I was running by – I was riding my bike by this man's mailbox. I know his name. And to be honest with you, I'm not too upset if he's embarrassed if he hears this, because he needs to know this happened when I was 10. So he's a parent of another child living on the block. But as I drove by his mailbox, he pulled out his mail, and a Playboy magazine slipped out of its little cover, you know, looked like a piece of cardboard, and fell out on the ground and was open as I drove by it. And here's the sad part. I can see that picture.
Wow.
As like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
That shouldn't still be in my brain.
Seriously.
But it was seared in my brain. I'd love to get rid of it, but I can't get rid of it. But here's the really sick thing, Jesse. In less than 2 minutes, I had all my buddies. We went over to one of my friend's house, and I shared with them what happened. These are 10-year-olds. So just think about, I think this was a spiritual thing. The enemy was telling us as 10-year-olds, every man on a 5-block area is receiving, or some men are receiving, these magazines.
Yep.
You know what we did over the next 5 years? We strategically stole Hustler magazines, Penthouse magazines,
wow,
Playboy magazines, so that we couldn't get caught, and they were all in my friend's house.
Wow.
And we looked at those things for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Now, fortunately for me, and this is prior to being a Christian, number one, I had great parents. Number two, I want to say thank you to my dad, because I looked in our mailbox, and my dad wasn't getting those.
Yeah. Hey, praise God.
So I am really thankful for that.
Yeah.
But somehow God got me away from that. But I feel badly for my friends, because I don't know if they were away from it. I got very highly involved in athletics, about 15. I wasn't involved at all with those guys. And so, you know, I can tell parents today, because this is so prevalent on a cell phone, because it's so easy to access on a computer.
Yeah.
Jesse, what do we do to protect our kids?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that is so important. And, you know, what I would say again is just that the Bible's not afraid to address things head on. You know, I think sometimes we want to we're like, oh, I don't want to talk to my kids about them. It's awkward. It's uncomfortable. But here's the truth. Like I started the segment, one of our youth pastors said he watched his first porn video when he was like 7 years old.
Ugh.
You know, the average kid in America, because of smartphones, sees it in fifth grade. And the Bible says it's the kindness of the Lord that leads us to repentance. And I would say, like, it's, you know, I think, and I don't have the perfect answer, you know, I think there can be a time where it may be necessary to lock down kids' devices, to draw firm boundaries. Absolutely, that's part of it. But I think what's an even better strategy is to teach them the beauty of God's grace, to teach them what Jeremiah says. You know, he says, your own backslidings will rebuke you, because you will see that it is a bitter thing that you've forsaken the living God. He says, you've turned from me, the fountain of living waters, and you've dug for yourself cracked, broken cisterns that can give no water. And so just helping people realize that abundant life is in Jesus, that God doesn't want you to have this boring, restricted life. God wants abundant life, and that life following him is more joyful. You know, I could share with you just how, on so many levels, kids who look at pornography on a regular basis, they struggle with greater depression. They struggle with greater anxiety. You know, couples who view pornography together, you can look it up yourselves. Time magazine has found that they have much higher divorce rates, marriages where they're consuming pornography, the divorce rates are higher, the adultery rates are higher. And I don't think people fully understand the devastating heartbreak that comes from having a marriage shattered like that. You know, I come from a family where there's been that kind of divorce and stuff. And so I just want to say that God isn't out to ruin your life. He's out to renew your life. He wants greater joy for you. He wants you to, there's people you're meant to reach. There's people that you're meant to love. There's broken hearts you're meant to bind. There's a community that you're meant to be a part of. There's a destiny you're meant to fulfill. And, lust and addiction will hold you back from that. So I would just say, have honest conversations with your kids. You know, I started off the segment talking about Daniel. Daniel is a young man, right? He's an exile in Babylon. Babylon is an oppressive empire where they're sacrificing people and having orgies and worshiping idols and conquering people. Imagine the kind of stuff Daniel had to sit through. He's sitting in Nebuchadnezzar's court. He probably had to like turn his eyes every dang day, right? But here's what was the difference. It says that Daniel, from the time of his youth, had prayed towards Jerusalem every single day. He was constantly praying toward Jerusalem. And what else did Daniel have? He had a squad. He had Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And so we live in Babylon. And you can't be like Hananiah and just go hide out at Hobby Lobby till Jesus comes back. That's not what God's called us to do. You know, we're meant to reach the world. We're meant to fulfill the Great Commission. So if you want to be a Daniel and thrive in Babylon, you need to be in God's word and you need to have a squad of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego who got your back. And then instead of Babylon influencing your high school student, you know, at their high school, instead of Babylon just pulling them into the ways of lust and greed and pride and all of those evils, instead, you can be like Daniel. Instead of Babylon influencing them, they can end up influencing Babylon.
Jesse, I've been involved with men, especially when I was in college, where we would see a woman walk by and we would talk about her body or whatever
in
many inappropriate ways.
Yes.
But I've also been around Christian men where the approach is different. I've said, wow, I saw this person this afternoon and just had all these inappropriate thoughts.
Yeah.
And I didn't get any judgment. I didn't get any. I have people like yourself come over to me, put a hand on me, and just begin to pray. Lord, just let Jim receive your forgiveness.
Yes.
And you feel refreshed. You feel renewed. And the funny thing is you don't have the same reaction the next time you see a person like that. It's like God just changes your heart.
Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I beseech you, therefore, brothers, present your body as a living sacrifice to God, holy and acceptable. And don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll know what the good and perfect will of God is. You know?
And you can do this no matter how deep you are into this.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and so this is so biblical. Speaking of the renewing of your mind, the Greek word for repentance is metanoia. It actually means to change your mind. Well, get this. So you can tell I'm kind of a research nerd. Neuroscience has found that there's such a thing as neuroplasticity. And this really ends on a hopeful note. You can wire your brain one way, but here's the deal. God has created us. You can rewire your brain another way. It takes time. It takes effort. It's not overnight. We're called disciples. That means there's discipline involved. You have to work at it, keep confessing, keep getting in God's word. When you fall, get back up. But your mind can be renewed, and he can wash away those thought patterns that you used to have.
Much of what you shared today, that's a physiological change that, that you're talking about in addition to a spiritual change.
Neuroplasticity, yeah.
Here's the other thing. A lot of the research you've referred to today is not Christian research.
Dude, God made the universe. He made our physical bodies. Francis Bacon invented the scientific method. He was a Christian. You know, God made our bodies. So of course the Bible's going to match up with what research finds.
Well, many, many people will automatically object, oh, it's those Christians trying to make us goody two-shoes. Yep. But the truth is that the world has noticed this too.
Yep.
You mentioned Time Magazine. You mentioned GQ magazine, and these are people that are intelligent people. They see marriages crumbling. They see people getting addicted.
Yep.
I heard a stat that men can spend as long as 5 hours a day.
Yeah, it's
looking
insanity.
At porn. What a waste of time that
it's
is.
It's insanity. You know, and they know the problem. See, scientists can diagnose the problem, but only Jesus is the solution.
Jesse, what a great time to spend with you today and to talk about this. And tell us a little bit about Calvary Westside. You've got some movies going on out there on Fridays.
Yeah, so we're just keeping it lighthearted, keeping it fun, doing some summer movies, playing Fantastic Mr. Fox and Napoleon Dynamite and just fun stuff for the family. And it's a great time on Friday nights if you want to come out. And then obviously join us for service at 9:45 Sundays.
Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate you joining ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.